This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Egypt is carrying out airstrikes against ISIS training camps in Libya. The jets they're using are reportedly F-16 fighters. Like much of that country's air power, they're American-made. But officials in Cairo have just formalized a deal to buy 24 fighter jets from France, which means Egypt is diversifying who it buys military supplies from. Marketplace's Noel King reports on why now.
It could be that by buying French jets, Egypt is sending the U.S. a message. Robert Springborg is a professor of war studies at King's College London.
It's an attempt by President Sisi to tell the United States that, well, if you try to use the tap of arms supplies, turning it off and on to affect our foreign policy behavior, then we can go elsewhere.
The U.S. suspended some military aid to Egypt in 2013 to pressure the military regime to restore democracy. Sim Tak, a military analyst with Stratfor, thinks the U.S. is probably most worried about the economic implications of Egypt's French purchase. What military aid means is that Washington gives Egypt $1 billion+ a year to buy stuff that's made in the U.S.
If Egypt starts buying from other sources, obviously that removes some of the funding that can go back to U.S. companies.
Amy Hawthorne, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, thinks this is a story about French economics. France has been trying and failing to sell the Rafale jet, the model Egypt bought, and it was a $5.9 billion sale.
France's economy is in really tough shape, as we know. The defense industry in France has traditionally been very important to its economy, and so I think this is a very important sale for the French economy.
So important, she says, that France gave Egypt a really good deal. Hawthorne says the terms of the agreement suggest that if Egypt should default on the loan for the weapons, the French government will cover the cost. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.